We're back. It's Eagles 360. Insider Dave Spadaro, joined now by the great Mike Quick, Hall of Famer, legendary broadcaster in the booth with Merrill. How was it in L.A. before we get to this Arizona Cardinals team?
L.A. was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, and everyone's talked about it. It truly felt like a home game. And, you know, the green all over the stadium, it was fun. I thought it was a lot of fun.
The open broadcast booth, it felt, and the press box as well, felt very collegiate.
It did have that feel to it, but even more than that, they had cabanas in the end zone around the corners. They had cabanas set up, and it's the West Coast. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah, they don't care that much.
No,
they don't. Unless it's a stadium filled with Eagles fans, which it was on Sunday. Well, speaking of stadiums filled with Eagles fans, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLticketExchange.com. A critical period of time here, Mike, for the Eagles with this game on Sunday, then a short week going to Carolina. And then we see the Eagles and the Redskins hooking up, the banged up Redskins. The month of October ends against the 49ers at home. So, Mike, as I said this last week, I think the Eagles have a chance to get on a roll here. How tough is that schedule, that short week?
Well, you know, you take it game by game, but I think it's a good stretch as well. You got 4 out of 5 games at home, and I think that really helps. This is a team that's, for the most part, they're healthy. Don't know how much longer Fletcher Cox is going to be out, but having him back in the lineup soon, and I think he'll be back soon, this is a healthy football team, and I think everything sets up for the middle part of the season that they should set themselves up. Like, I think the back end of the season, they're going to be in such good position that they can afford a couple losses on the back end.
Wow. Sounds like the Eagles may be have a chance at least to build a cushion as the first place team in the NFC East.
I do believe that. Looking at the next, well, the second quarter of the season, looking at that second quarter, there are a lot of winnable games in there, and then going even into the third quarter of the season, I think this team's going to do real well.
Well, we'd love it. That's your look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. We also now want to take a first look at the Arizona Cardinals, presented by Whip Flea. Cardinals are an interesting team here. A 2-2 team coming off an overtime win over the San Francisco 49ers. They are beat up in certain areas. The offensive line has been trouble. Mike, you tell me, how prepared are the Eagles to take this to 4-1?
Well, I think, again, they have to run the football effectively, and that's one of the areas where the Cardinals are pretty good. They stop the run. They're averaging probably about or less than 90 yards per game.
Yep.
But the Eagles have to effectively move the ball on the ground so that it sets up everything else. They like to have Zach Ertz and everyone else running in that secondary, but it works off of their run game. If they can do that, then I think it's going to be a very good day at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. But they have to be able to run the football.
Now, it won't come, in theory, as easily as it has come the last 2 weeks against the Giants and the Chargers, where the Eagles were just dominant on the ground. The question is, does Doug stick with it if it's not working early? Because, listen, the Cardinals in the secondary, very, very good. The Eagles want to stick to the run game. They want to keep using that running back by committee approach.
Yeah.
It could require some patience on the part of Doug Peterson.
I think you're right. And you know, one of the things you're going to see from the Cardinals, they like to bring pressure. James Betcher, their defensive coordinator, he likes to blitz people. And they move people all around. Their front four, they're sometimes able to get pressure, but they give you a lot of different looks. And as I said, they'll move these guys around, the second level, third level guys, and they could be anywhere. And they like to come from a lot of different angles. So that's an area where they have to make sure that they're on top of it. They're protecting Carson Wentz because they're going to try to get some hits on him. And they'll play some single coverage on the back end. So the wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, when they get an opportunity, they're going to have some one-on-one coverage. And it falls down to beating your guy.
Yeah, and those guys are Patrick Peterson and the Honey Badger and Tyvon Branch. And so they're in one-on-one coverage, Arizona's still formidable, Mike.
Yes.
When you lined up against any cornerback one-on-one, no matter how great he was, did you feel it was going to be a victory for you?
Always, mm-hmm. always. And if you're a receiver in this league and you don't feel that way, then you're in the wrong place. And I know Patrick Peterson is a heck of a cover corner, and I wouldn't be surprised if they move him with Alshon Jeffrey wherever he is on the field, because they'll do that with him with top receivers that they play against. So I would kind of expect that, but it doesn't matter when you're a receiver in this league. It doesn't matter who lines up on you. If it's man coverage, you should be able to beat that guy, and you should feel confident that you're going to beat that guy.
On defense, Arizona also will bring some pressure, as you said. They've got Chandler Jones, who came over from the Patriots last year. He's got four sacks. The rookie Reddick from Temple University, their first-round draft pick, also there. So you have those two, and you don't have Golden. How do you balance the loss of Golden versus the presence of those two players?
Well, you know, they'll use Haason Reddick, and as you said, Golden's no longer there. He's out for the season, new knee injury. But they're going to bring pressure from all levels. You know, they'll line up an extra guy on the end of the defensive line, or they'll bring it from the second level, or even from the third level. Like before the snap, you'll see a safety coming down and blitzing. So protection is going to be key. That's going to be one of the most important things in this game, because they will get hits on your quarterback.
No David Johnson for the Arizona Cardinals offensively. They have had trouble running the football again. Another team the Eagles facing that are just not able to run the ball. But what they do have is Larry Fitzgerald, who's been a career Eagle killer. Yeah. They've got speed in John Brown. I mean, Ellington is a nice back who will catch some passes. Yeah. They still have some weapons for Carson Palmer.
Jerron Brown, John Brown, and one of the biggest weapons that they have, Dave, is Andre Ellington coming out of the backfield. They targeted him 14 times last week, and it's one of the things that over the years the Cardinals have always had, a back out of the backfield that was effective in the passing game.
Larry Centers for years.
It goes on and on. So they have a guy now that they love to run this little angle route, or Texas route is called, over the middle of the field. And, you know, that's one of the areas where the Eagles have to be sharp. Regardless of who it is, if it's Kendricks, if it's Nigel Branham, if it's Jordan, those guys have to be able to cover running backs, because that's been one of the areas where the Cardinals have been really effective. And, of course, Larry Fitzgerald led the league in receiving last year at the wide receiver position. Still, at this late stage in his career, still very effective, still making plays each and every game.
While we are praising the Arizona Cardinals, let's remind everyone about some numbers, and I'm going to read right here. In rushing yards per game, they are 32nd in the league. 10-yard rushes, they have three of them, 32nd in the league. Yeah. Zero 20-yard rushes. The pass offense completion percentage, 27th in the league. I mean, I know it's just numbers, Mike. And the red zone and the inside, numbers are terrible for this team.
Listen.
You're going to tell me numbers don't matter.
This is what I'm going to tell you. When you read off those numbers, it sounds like a team that's hasn't won a game, like they're 0-4. It's a 2-2 football team. They've found ways to win, and you don't sleep on a team with Larry Fitzgerald, with Carson Palmer, with the talent that they have on defense. You sleep on them, you regret it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that this is a game that tests the Eagles' ability to once again get up and play with urgency.
It's the type of game where you can truly show the character of your team. You know, you've won some close games in the last two games the Eagles have, and now you're facing a team that, on record, on paper, they're not very good. You should beat this team. Well, this will test your character, and it's at home. So if they go out and play the way they should play, with the ability that they have to play, they should win this game.
Birds versus birds, Carson versus Carson. I like it. Yeah, should be a good one. That is our first look at the Arizona Cardinals, presented by Whip Flea. On the other side here, Mike Quick, Ike Reese. A little progress report on the Eagles' go-to weapon in the passing game. It's not Alshon Jeffrey. It's not Torrey Smith. It's not even Nelson Agholor. It's a tight end we've been waiting to see a complete season from for a couple of years now, and we are seeing it. Zach Ertz is red hot, and he is the subject of our progress report.